talking. The Underground Railroad has been on America's mind this year. It was the backdrop of a novel called The Underground Railroad that won this year's National Book Award in Fiction, and it was the setting for Underground, an acclaimed new television drama.
We have to go now.
No, we can't. We got the plan.
The upcoming second season adds a new character, and she's based on a real historical figure whose story has been underrepresented in movies and television. Here's NPR's Netta Ulibi.
Underground is filled with wild chases and captures.
Wanted. Seven escaped slaves.
Seven runaways flee a Georgia plantation in 1857 through a treacherous world filled with slave owners, double-crossing slave catchers, double-crossing abolitionists, and enslaved people double-crossing each other.
I trusted you. Come on, my family. Come on,
my cousin.
They got my family, man. They got
it. The first season ends with one of the show's main characters, a runaway maid trying to save her friends, meeting a new character, a dark-skinned woman wielding a rifle.
They said you was looking to steal slaves.
Can't steal something that ain't property in the first place.
Well, I aim to teach you how. Name's
Harriet. Harriet Tubman.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Veronica Wells, culture editor of the website Madame Noir, is one of the millions of Underground fans so excited about the new Harriet Tubman character, she can't stop saying how excited she is.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about Harriet Tubman because she doesn't play. She doesn't take any mess.
Harriet Tubman helped more than 100 people find freedom a decade before the Civil War.
The Lord sent you to me to get your family back.
But until now, this intensely dramatic character has barely been featured on screen. Besides a miniseries from 1978, A Woman Called Moses, starring Cecily Tyson.
I will leave my people out of bondage, Lord.
No surprise, says Madame Noir editor Veronica Wells.
She's a black woman, and there haven't been a lot of stories for black women of any time period.
And that's why Wells is excited to see more of Harriet Tubman on the future $20 bill and an upcoming movie starring Viola Davis. On the WGN show Underground, Tubman is played by actress Aisha Hines. When she first stepped on set, Hines, a seasoned theater professional, burst into tears.
I get so emotional about it.
Hines did her research and learned Harriet Tubman's nearly superhuman courage came from her total confidence that God was advising her and listening to her.
Trying to dig deep for that level of faith just completely broke me. You know, I felt unworthy. I felt incapable of really, truly honoring the story that she had to tell.
So to play an icon, Hines searched for smaller truths to make Tubman human.
How does she peel potatoes in the kitchen? You know, just simple things that you forget to remember about a person.
Actress Aisha Hines believes there's a reason why Harriet Tubman's story feels so relevant right now.
I think we're in a time that calls for that level of courage, that level of resolve, you know, to be completely disgusted with injustice to the point that you will have to take some huge leaps of faith, and it may take one person leading many.
When the real Harriet Tubman died in 1913, it was in a home for African-American seniors she'd established years earlier. Her final words, "I go to prepare a place for you." Netta Ulibi, NPR News.